This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The world is closing in on 5 million confirmed new coronavirus cases. The latest numbers show globally more than 325,000 people have died from COVID-19 since surfacing in China last December. The United States has recorded the most deaths at nearly 93,000, followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of 6. The order applies to children and adults who are in a public place where it is not possible to stay 2 meters away from others. Meanwhile, Japan plans to lift the state of emergency in the western areas of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. Public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday the government will keep curbs in the Tokyo area and the northern island of Hokkaido. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting May 30th. Global solidarity with Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that is an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. Guterres saying Wednesday international action is needed to help strengthen its health care systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. He commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. For more on these and other stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A consortium called the Modeling and Simulation Hub Africa, or MASHA, released its first projections of the impact of the pandemic in South Africa. The scientists say more than 1 million people in the country could be infected by the virus, causing at least 40,000 deaths by the time the disease reaches a likely peak there in November. The consortium is comprised of experts from the University of Cape Town and the Department of Health. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including 4 new infections reported Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick in cases is Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities link the increase to migrants returning home. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering gathering world leaders next month as originally planned before the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The G7 summit was to be held at Camp David in about 3 weeks, but the president called it off in March and said the leaders would instead meet via video conference. This morning, he says he's considering rescheduling the summit around the same time, tweeting, "It would be a great sign to all, normalization." It's unclear, though, how the meeting could be arranged on such short notice. The White House stopped formal preparations 2 months ago, and the Trump administration's kept travel restrictions and quarantine requirements in place for travelers from Europe, home to 4 of the 7 nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Élysée said Wednesday French President Emmanuel Macron is prepared to attend a G7 summit. Hosted by Donald Trump, if the coronavirus health situation allows it. A French presidential official noted the G7 is a major meeting. Mozambique's top state lawyer said Wednesday the country has indicted 10 more people over a massive $2 billion secret loan scandal that plunged the country into its worst ever financial crisis. The latest indictments bring to 30 the number of defendants facing charges in the case. An independent audit found $500 million of the loans, which were deliberately hidden from the country's parliament and international donors, was diverted and remains unaccounted for. The strongest cyclone in decades slammed into Bangladesh and eastern India Wednesday, sending water surging inland and leaving a trail of destruction as the death toll rose to at least 9. High winds and torrid rains pounded coastal villages and cities, bringing down power lines, uprooting trees, and inundating homes. Authorities scrambled to evacuate more than 3 million people, but the task was complicated by the need to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.